The combination of the Me Too movement and the confirmation of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh has spurred more discussions around consent and sexual assault. In Philadelphia, some organizations are going beyond basic conversation. WHYY's Alan Yu reports.
Masculinity is a big topic that can get kind of vague to talk about. So this workshop starts with a game. 10 people are sitting at 3 tables at the Philadelphia nonprofit Lutheran Settlement House, which has been working to prevent domestic violence for a few years. This 4-day program is a little different. Activist and civic organizer Matthew Armstead is one of the facilitators.
This game is called Barnga. And in this game, you are going to just first get to learn it with your folks at your table.
They play this card game competitively, trying to advance to the top table.
Game is over. Congratulations. Thank you for playing Barnga. Just quick, how are you feeling?
I'm frustrated.
What they didn't know is each table started out with slightly different rules for how to win. So as the winners and losers moved around, everyone was playing with different sets of rules and they were not allowed to talk to each other.
You know, and it took time to realize, oh, I know different rules than you do. And then, yeah, the question is, do you fight? Do you give up? And it's like, I think we're kind of taught to just conform with whoever is the most assertive.
The point is to show that there are some common ideas about what a man should be. Strong, assertive, but there's no authoritative rule book that everyone agrees on. Participant Dwight Dunstan says as a kid, he was told not to cry, not to show any weakness. But the game makes him question where those ideas came from.
My father was a big figure, and coaches or uncles or cousins, or I could see now looking back, I could see the ways that they were also trying to figure out how to be a man and what that means, and lots of things being imposed on them.
The game is a gateway into more difficult conversations about what it means to be a man and who makes those rules. Participant Max Ray Reek identifies as a transgender man. Learning about masculinity matters to him because he is about to become foster parents with his partner Katie next year.
And it's tricky because, like, not having grown up as a male technically, like, in theory I wasn't socialized to all those patterns of males being caretaken, but I totally was.
He wants to be supportive and not pass along the same rules of masculinity he was given, like the idea that women will take care of men and do housework.
In previous relationships and roommate situations, like, I was the grocery shopper and the chef and the meal planner, but, like, with a bunch of other people who were so grateful for, like, any food being put on the table that I, like, got away with stuff. And Katie's like, no, I want you to help with meal planning, but, like, also I want things to be healthy and tasty and not the same every time. And and there's a super masculine part of me that wants to be like, well, if you want it that way, do it yourself.
The participants have to talk to people in their lives who aren't men and brainstorm what healthy masculinity should look like. Facilitator Matthew Armstead got interested in doing a program like this several years back as a student at Swarthmore College.
Before, I felt like it used to be work. Like, I did some work with fraternities in the early 2000s, and it was effort to get men to talk about their masculinity and how that was affecting their behavior, particularly working with one fraternity that said they wanted to work. Their leadership said they wanted to work. Mm-hmm. Their membership wasn't necessarily excited about this.
The Me Too movement changed that, says another facilitator, Toby Fraser.
People saying those exact words, like, I've been looking for something like this. Thanks for doing it. When's it start?
He recalls something from a discussion that happened one evening a few months ago.
A memorable moment was a Penn student coming, saying it one more partway into it, into the big group, just saying, like, oh, I'm here because I'm scared of getting me too'd, as though it was a verb and a thing that would happen to him.
Lutheran Settlement House recently started a 9-month gender justice training program for men, and organizers at the Philadelphia nonprofit Women Organized Against Rape are also planning similar programs. Matthew Armstead says more people are talking about masculinity now, but he's had trouble with it since he was a kid and his father told him what a man should be like.
No, don't play with those toys. Don't say that, that's really cute. And since then I have a relationship with my dad, and we've talked about it and like both gotten to grow, but they were really memorable moments for me. And those moments also reinforced something, saying that my queerness and my gayness wasn't okay, and to be queer was to break the rules of masculinity, and to break those rules meant that I would get hurt. And that's what ended up happening for me through much of middle school. Like, there was a lot of bullying because I just wasn't following the rules.
And he says that while it's a start for concerned men to get together and think about their behavior and where that comes from, he wants men to do more.
The standard for masculinity work right now is so low. If you go to a one-evening workshop, people say, thank you so much for really, really challenging masculinity and patriarchy and the ways in which men hurt people. And that, to me, is not enough.
He says talking is good, but he also wants men to act. Alan Yu, WHYY News.